This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado has hit an unfortunate milestone in the pandemic. As of Monday, Colorado has officially surpassed 1 million cases of COVID-19 in the state. The first case of coronavirus in Colorado was detected on March of 2020, though scientists believe the virus was present among skiers in Colorado as early as December of 2019. After Mesa County's clerk was barred from overseeing the 2021 election, Colorado Secretary of State wants her to adhere to a strict set of requirements for this year's vote. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Clerk Tina Peters is under a federal investigation for a security breach she was involved in last year. The court order banning her from administering the county's elections runs out this month. In order to let her take on that role again, the state has a long list of demands. Peters must agree to submit all of her work-related communications to the state each day, as well as records every time someone goes through secured doors in the elections division. And Peters would not be allowed near election equipment unsupervised. If Peters won't agree to these terms, the state may take legal action. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. And you're going to want to stay tuned this hour. President Biden and Vice President Harris will be in Atlanta to speak on the urgency of passing federal voting rights legislation. They are expected to speak at some point in the next hour, and CPR and KRCC will bring you live coverage of those speeches from Atlanta. Again, those are expected in the early afternoon, probably before 2 o'clock, so sometime in the next hour here on CPR and KRCC. Stick around. Denver, for the rest of this week, will have highs in the mid and upper 50s, except Friday, there's a slight chance of snow.